I feel rather strange, a little bit disembodied. Experiencing the second life for the first time is a weird and very disoriented feeling. But I imagine you all have a chance to get used to this in the near future.
This is Dr. Robert Childs, Senior Director of the iCollege, formerly known as the Information Resources Management College, at the National Defense University here in Washington. Because this is radio, you can't see the fact that for the first time ever, Dr. Childs is welcoming the 300 or so attendees to the 4th Annual Federal Consortium for Virtual Worlds Conference via Second Life. That's the popular social networking site where people are represented by avatars and live life in a virtual environment. In this case, Dr. Childs is a large, disembodied head projected on a screen hovering over the stage in the Lincoln Hall Auditorium at NDU.
So what is collaboration? You know, sometimes it's good to be able to define your functional requirements. You know, what is it that we're trying to do in these virtual spaces?
This is Eric Hackathorn, by day a program manager at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Boulder, Colorado. He heads up NOAA's Virtual Worlds Project, also runs his own company working in the nascent specialty of metrics for the 3D web. Right now, he's considered one of the preeminent experts in the use of virtual worlds technologies in the federal government. And with a wink and a nod, his keynote address to the Virtual Worlds Conference began with some examples of successful collaboration in government.
If nothing else, it could definitely be said that the federal consortium, VGov, what we're doing here today, definitely qualifies for some joint enterprises. So then I decided, well, what can we look to for successful examples of collaboration? Anyone recognize the photo up there? This up there would be the big three. We have, let's see here. Let me make sure I'm not forgetting anyone. Stalin, Churchill, Roosevelt. This was in February 1945, shortly before the invasion of Germany. And I think that would definitely qualify as a successful collaboration.
The VGov program is an effort now on the drawing boards to give civilian federal agencies a secure virtual world for collaboration. That's important, says Hackathorn.
The fact that we don't always understand each other's priorities, and this happens a lot in government, to use a quick little analogy here. IT security happens to be my favorite people to pick on, not because they're inherently evil, but because their job has different priorities than a lot of us do when we're trying to innovate and do new things. The same goes for procurement. There's jobs in government, job titles, that are their goal is really to do things in a way that's safe. And that's unfortunately inherently difficult for those that of us that are trying to innovate. And these internal challenges make government collaboration difficult at times.
Hackathorn believes virtual worlds holds open the possibility of responding in new ways to the citizens, he calls them customers, expectations of how government works for them.
Our audience, as I mentioned before, doesn't care about the limitations that we have here in the government. They really don't have the patience for it. And they want transparency, and transparency is more than publishing a graph.
In fact, says Hackathorn, the VGov initiative offers an opportunity to satisfy one of the current administration's efforts at a fully transparent government. And he made the point in a small movie he showed to the Virtual Worlds Conference.
Finally, as part of Obama's Open Government Initiative, there is a push to publish vast amounts of government data and open standards for public consumption. Everything from census to climate data could soon be online in an easy-to-use format. Virtual worlds offer capabilities to take that data and visualize it in immersive and easily understandable fashions. As an example, have you considered what would happen if NOAA were to ask a large enough segment of its customers to take a guess about tomorrow's weather? What if we offered incentives for the closest predictions and created a type of futures exchange around weather modeling? Under the right conditions, could we improve our scientific understanding by taking into account the combined input of our social network? At the same time, could we do a better job convincing humanity that understanding the weather and climate is important?
Even Hackathorn admits that setting up a virtual world around gambling on the weather might be a stretch for any government agency. But here's another example of a more straightforward virtual world application he's working on right now for his agency.
NOAA is also working on a massively multiplayer simulation where each user controls a small planet. A player invests resources in energy, agriculture, production, and other areas, seeing how their choices affect the quality of life on their planet. The goal is to teach users about the complexity of the trade-offs involved in sustainable living. Each world is networked via a common user interface with other players to encourage competition and to identify the best solutions. Who knows? By analyzing the successful game choices and applying them to our reality, perhaps we can find the best path forward for planet Earth.
And if listening to Hackathorn has piqued your curiosity, here's a bit of a takeaway from his talk that could convince you and your boss that virtual worlds does have the power to inform and motivate, even on a .gov website.
This is a screen capture from at least a year or two ago at this point. We ran a treasure hunt, if you will, on one of NOAA's islands in Second Life. And it was to encourage exploratory learning. So we ran it for a week. You had to answer questions before the treasure chest would open for you. So it forced people to kind of explore the area and learn things. When we did that, it boosted traffic by about 250% that week. And it actually made people explore regions of our area that had never been touched by Avatar Toes before, if that's the right words that I'm looking for.
That's NOAA's Eric Hackathorn at the Federal Consortium for Virtual Worlds Conference at the National Defense University in Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.